Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, the show should really be called the Jeff and Jen and You Show, because we can't do it without you. Call us, 404-741-9400.
Thanks for making the switch
to *94.1.
The next 6 weeks are the busiest 6 weeks for weddings in the entire state of Georgia. Everybody's going to weddings, participating in weddings, planning weddings. And Jeff, if I told you 2 years ago, you would be excited, actually pumped up.
I know.
To have a wedding planner in studio, you would have completely laughed me out of the building. But she is here.
The fact that I'm looking forward to this weirds me out beyond belief. Like, it's going to be difficult for me not to ask her questions.
From here forward,
over the next 5 minutes,
we'll call you Groomzilla Jeff.
Shut up.
Lindsay Sims is in studio with us. She has been named by Vogue and Martha Stewart Weddings as one of the top 10 wedding planners in the world.
Here's some advice from Lindsay. If you are getting married in the next 6 weeks, or you have a wedding anytime in the future, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, because Lindsay is going to tell us what, Lindsay, do we need to not screw up in the last 7 days before the actual wedding day.
That last week, everything should be done. You mm-hmm. want to be enjoying. That's the time to get your nails done, your eyebrows waxed, or spray tan, and just really relax. Know that, you know, your vendors, your team has it all together. With that being said, there are a lot of things that get left to the last minute, and there are some things that really have to wait till the week of the wedding. Number one would be packing and organizing your stuff. So if you're going to a hotel, if you're the bride, getting your hair and makeup done, and then, you know, obviously staying the night there, getting everything ready for that, your wedding night trousseau, as they call it.
Ooh, fancy. I just learned a new word.
Your shoes, your undergarments, your earrings, your something borrowed, something blue, get all of that ready. I suggest putting everything together in, like, bins and having them marked, like what goes to the hotel, what goes to the ceremony, what goes to the reception.
That's a great idea. So that,
oh my God, it's almost like packing a bag if you're having a baby.
You just leave it next to the door.
Yes.
You have it ready so that, you know, you've got your cake topper and your cake knife and your toasting flutes that go to the reception. That way, if you have a wedding planner, you can pass all that off to them the week of. I always recommend waiting a day or two to go on your honeymoon, because otherwise, on top of all this, you're trying to pack for your honeymoon as well if you're leaving from the hotel the very next morning. Also reminding your groom to make sure his stuff gets to the hotel, because typically the bride's staying there on Friday night. A lot of times the grooms forget that they too need to drop off their overnight bag, so they're not doing the walk of shame in their tux the next morning checking out of the hotel.
Oh, I'm going to do that. Yeah. I'm going to do that proudly.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a tie all askew. Like, is that George Clooney? Oh, no. Oh. That's the newly married Jeff Dallas.
Yes. Getting together the gifts or notes for your bridal party, wrapping the presents, you know, making sure they're all wrapped and ready to go. I can't tell you how many times the morning of the wedding I've got the bride there in her robe and she's frantically writing, you know, notes to her mom, notes to his mom, notes to the groom. And I can't tell you, I'm always the exchanger of notes. And so a lot of times it's either on the hotel stationery that the groom is writing the note to the bride and vice versa. I had a yellow piece of notebook paper last weekend. So
it's the words that count.
It is the words.
Not
you're
the
right.
Stationery.
You're right.
Yeah, and the meaning, the sentiment's not going to change.
No,
it's write it 2 weeks before.
It absolutely doesn't matter, but that's just something that, you know, you can not leave to the last minute to mm-hmm. be a little bit more relaxed.
And just for the record, Courtyard by Marriott napkins are stationary.
Number three is getting all of your final payments together and all of your gratuities. So we put a list together of all the suggested gratuities, send it to you a week in advance. and then collect envelopes that already have bartenders, transportation, you know, all. And
what
then,
if I'm waiting for my paycheck in order to be able to do that?
That's fine too. I mean, and you know, a lot of times we are getting those things the day of the wedding, but so those are the types of things just to sit down and do, you know, one last foul swoop to make sure you have everything together. All your vendors are paid. They're not hunting you down on the dance floor for a check.
Why'd you look right at me?
Put it on your calendar.
Jeff, you're the most organized payment person I think I've ever had. So I'm not
worried. I just plug it into auto pay because number one, then I forget how much it costs.
Right.
And
yes.
Number two, I don't have to worry about it. So I'm just like, okay, well, here's when the payments are going to go out. Done.
Yep. Perfect. So
I thought you were all about technology. You're not like Venmo and that stuff.
I am shocked you know what Venmo is.
You can pay babysitters through it.
Oh, got it.
That's genius. Yes.
Number four is any kind of welcome bag, welcome box, amenity for your guests staying from out of town. This is a big one that I find gets left to the very last week, and brides think, oh, I'm just going to go to Costco and get some bags, no big deal. You'd be surprised how long that takes and how much space it takes, you know, in your dining room.
I had an out-of-town guest bag nightmare at our house. So
what happened?
We had put them all together. They were in these little canvas bags with the cute little ties on it and all the little things for the hotel room and the guests and the paper and everything, and it was all fine, and it was set up in the living room. Well, I decided I was going to cook something for him that night. I burned the meat that we were cooking, and the whole house filled with smoke and smelled like meat. It was my wedding meltdown. I was like, oh my God. Guest bags are gonna smell like beef. And I was crying hysterically. It was just like that moment where
yeah,
I had been
everybody
like
has
over
that
the
moment.
Top. Oh, mine was over the out of town guest bag. This was like their canvas, they're gonna take in the smell.
I gotta be honest with you. A canvas bag that smells like meat sounds like a pretty good gift
absolutely,
idea.
Absolutely. And the last one, this is kind of silly, but something I find also really gets left to the last minute, is talking to your family, you know, all sides of the family about the formal shot list for the photographer. Mm-hmm. So that everybody knows who needs to stay behind. You know, if you're not doing pictures before, some people do a first look and do all their pictures before. Some people don't
do it after.
But not only deciding and typing out a list with names for your wedding planner, if you don't have a wedding planner, for the photographer, so they can stay behind and say, I need, you know, Uncle Don, Aunt Sue, Grandma, Grandpa, and really help facilitate those pictures. They don't have to take a long time. I think a lot of people are really scared at how long that can take. But if you're organized, and make sure, you know, the bride and groom are going to be in a whole different state of mind. They're not going to remember if they got a picture with grandma or not. So it's really important to have a list and someone checking it off.
My suggestion was just to get a bunch of cardboard cutouts and just arrange them however we want, the whole family.
Grandma move a lot quicker if she's just a cardboard cutout.
Right.
And doesn't everybody have an Uncle Don?
Yeah.
When he said I just pulled that
out of thin air, but yeah.
That's the greatest name.
Well, thank you for these suggestions, Lindsay. We'll put
Absolutely.
Them up on our website.
Awesome.
star941atlanta.com. And then we'll put them on Facebook, too, and use the comments to share your own tips. With me and anyone else.
Jeff will be taking lots of notes.
I do. Every time random wedding stuff comes up on the show, I do take notes.
The Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.